This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases, with a death toll approaching 490,000. The tallies are from Johns Hopkins University. Here in the United States, COVID-19 is adding to the cruelty of its numbers. In the pandemic's hardest hit country, more than half the states are seeing sometimes dramatic rises in case counts. The totals to this point, 2.4 million infections and more than 124,000 fatalities. New infections yesterday reached close to 40,000. Texas is among the states doing some second-guessing over the pace of their reopening plans as COVID-19 surges. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart individual state economies deeply damaged by the pandemic. It is paying a price. Texas has been setting daily highs for new virus cases. And today, Governor Greg Abbott ordered bars statewide to close and scale back restaurant dining, all in the interest of stemming the alarming spread of the disease. Texas has experienced record numbers of COVID hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The mayor of Austin, the Texas capital, told CNN his city's hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The state's death toll stands at just over 2,300 with 134,000 cases. Arizona has lost 1,500 lives to the virus and has seen three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions. And over the past week, 23% of Arizona's corona tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. Arizona has recorded some 63,000 cases. U.S. consumer spending in May jumped by a record 8.2%. It followed drops of 6.6% in March and 12.6% in April. 30 million Americans remain jobless, but the government has pumped about $20 billion a week into the economy through a series of pandemic relief measures. A White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing is scheduled for this hour. It'll be the first in nearly 2 months.